All right, guys, we're going to try something new. You know, it's funny as I try and make my own way in the media world, especially looking to do radio, that I really haven't taken a chance to do anything besides blogging on my own. Radio used to be called just a man with a microphone, and there's really no reason for me to have a station behind me instead of being able to just do this on my own. So I'm going to start doing some podcasts and see what I can come up with. Anyway, I've decided I want to just do them as I drive home from work. I'm using a program that only gives me 5 minutes to be able to say what I want to say. I think it's a good start. It's a good time for me to do it. And I'll just talk about the different things that I've thought about as I've gone through my day. Most of you guys who know me know that it's not things that are, people or events, but more about principles or ideas or something like that. So I had a really interesting conversation with a girl at work today. Not a girl that I know very well. She's kind of new at the branch. And I was really surprised to find out, I think she's like maybe 20, 21, that she is opposed to the feminist idea of a genderless society. Having just graduated from college myself and having taken the mandatory diversity and gender classes that everybody has to take, you still kind of think that we're living in a world where women don't want to be different from men, where we believe that gender is a social construct and yada 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 everything. I'm sure you've all heard it. And when I first started learning otherwise or believing otherwise, I kind of felt like it was a little secret that I needed to keep, and especially in this PC world where the idea of saying that something is different is definitely against the rules. So I was pleasantly surprised to find a young, attractive, kind of hipster girl who subscribed to this idea that men and women are definitely very different. And they're supposed to be different. I was glad to hear that. I think that one of the biggest problems that we've had in differentiating between this is the idea of equal being the same. Because she said that men and women aren't equal, and I don't particularly agree with that. Because I do think that we're equal. We're equal in dignity. We're equal in value. We're equal in worth. But we're different in abilities. We're different in purpose, and we're different in responsibilities, or at least we should be. And I think one of the main reasons that we've strayed from that is because you have the whole 1960s, 1950s, the whole racial idea of separate but equal, where obviously it was the idea that black people were equal, but we were separate for the sake of whatever it may be. So there were separate drinking fountains, separate bars, you sat in separate places on the bus. And I think that's kind of left a taint on us as far as being able to differentiate between the idea of different but still equal. Whereas men and women are obviously equal, but we're very, very different. And we're supposed to be very, very different. Men and women think differently. We biologically respond to something differently. We have different ideas about the way that the world should be treated, the way that people should be treated, and everything else. One of the things that I've recently read and that she kind of pointed out today that I thought was interesting was this idea of the average man. You take an average man and an average woman and put them together, and odds are they're both going to be the same in intelligence, which is actually pretty true, but the deviation is a little bit different. Men tend to take up the extremes of the scale. You have more men that fall on the low end of the IQ spectrum, and more women, and men that also fall on the high end of the IQ spectrum. So you have men that are broadly spaced throughout the entire spectrum, whereas you have women that more tend to fall into the middle and end up being pretty equal amongst themselves as far as how smart the average woman is. Now, obviously, there are outliers on both parts. You have a lot of very, very average men. You have extremely smart women. You have extremely stupid women. But once you get up into those outliers, the extremely smart or the extremely stupid, you will find more men than women, which I found to be pretty interesting. So again, if you take one man, one woman, and you go by the law of averages, odds are they're both going to be the same in intelligence, but that deviation kind of spreads across differently. So that's what I was thinking about today. Pretty interesting. I was glad to talk to that girl. That wasn't after getting to know her a little bit, I was very surprised to see her views on that. I think it's something that I'll be encountering more often than I would expect, and I think that women our age, girls that are somewhere between the age of 18 and 30, kind of the Generation Y, even younger Generation X, and then on and